Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out Your Voice of the People radio show. We got a lot of things to talk about. Before I bring on my co-host, Scarlett, I want to bring her on in a minute, but I want to say something really good. We are working on a very special show, and I've been working on it for the last week or so, where we're going, as you know, this year is MASH's 50th anniversary, and we've been going around doing the events involved in the 50th anniversary. And I was talking to Loretta Swift, and I'd like to thank her for coming back and talking with me and stuff, and me setting up a ground rules where we could get this stuff going. This has nothing to do with politics. It's nothing to do with any self-serving idiot, but what this does, this show is particularly on MASH. And the idea is to talk about the intricacies of MASH, how it came about, talking to the stars that still alive, and their intake on different episodes and different ideas that we will do. And the ground rules, the ground rule is that when we do this show, it could be a two-hour show if we do it right. Right now it's 1 hour. We could possibly make it two. And the ground rule is this. No talking of politics. We're not going to do that. It's going to be strictly on MASH and only MASH and all kinds of stuff on that. And no personal attacks on anyone. It has to do strictly on what the intricacies, the ideas, and the success of the TV series and the movie MASH. And we're trying to get all the guests on and everything else, and we're working on it. I'd like to thank Loretta Swift and Mike Farrell and others for coming back, Jamie Farr coming back and working with us and trying to get this done. A lot of these people are out west in California So there's a time thing here because we eat on 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So we are working with them, and we might change scheduling and everything just to make sure. But the idea is to get the show going for all our MASH fans. I was a big-time MASH fan back in the day. And there's a lot of people that never saw MASH that's now watching MASH reruns for the first time. And you can't put on a show like that today because a lot of the stuff they talk about, the left, the Democrats, the communists, the woke people will not allow us to do it. They'll kick it out or censor it. And that's unique. And there's a lot of things in there that we could talk about while getting into the politics. Now, with that said, there is a possibility of somebody coming in sometime around 7:15, 7:20 that may be part of the Forbidden Door. I was talking to him earlier and before the show, and if he does call in, you'll be surprised. Anyway, let me go and talk to my bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. Great day, great week. All psyched up for the new week.
Yeah. Do you agree with the ground rules for the MASH show?
Of course. I grew up with MASH. It came on when I was 12 years old.
No.
I watched all the shows. I watched the reruns. They're fabulous.
Yeah,
they were all fabulous. Okay? They were all talented and had charisma, and their parts were fabulous, and they were all a great ensemble. They were just great, and it was enjoyable, and it was funny, you know, and people felt good. It was a good show.
When we go for guests, when we try and get people on the show, we go in different areas, but we have like three or four, actually have more than four booking agents that we use every so often.
We just had recent losses from MASH. What was this guy's name? Bert. He was a producer?
He was there.
And then Charlie Kellerman recently.
Yeah.
You know? Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland still go, and Tom Skerritt. And the guy from Star Trek. And McMillan and wife. What was his name?
I think so. Anyway,
there are all possibilities, and also Gary Berghoff.
Right.
And our audience, you know, we'll let our audience know when the whole deal comes together and when it will be
happening.
So they can listen in on and hear all of them. And they're all fabulous, just fabulous people, very nice people. Okay?
Unlike a certain individual, we do not stalk people. We do not that. We're not groupies or any of that stuff, or paparazzi.
What do I need to do that for? It's a job. So that's what they do. That's how they made their living and their revenue.
What we do is we go and ask people to come on. We reach out to a lot of different people left and right. We have four booking agents that we work with, besides working with SAG and other stuff, which I belong to SAG Indy at that time, and others. So we actually reach out. And we go.
You know,
and the idea is to try and spread out from politics to entertainment.
50 years, that's a long time.
Yeah. So Wednesday's show, we're going to be doing a show based off what happened in the primary here in Florida on Tuesday and in New York. The Democrats are going to lose at least one major congressperson in New York because of redistricting and the fact that they lost a seat because of the census. Two Democrats are running head-to-head in the primary. One is career is going to end.
Is that going to be AOC?
No, unfortunately. It's Calvin
Gillibrand?
What? No,
Gillibrand,
Nadler? No, not Senate.
Kink?
It's congressional.
Kink still in the House?
No. But anyway, we're going to start. No. None of those. Anyway.
Who is it?
Cal Maloney and the other guy, the guy, I can't think of the guy's name right now.
Two Democrats?
Yeah, two Democrats. One is going to
lose.
Who
do you think's going to clinch
Maloney it? Should win that seat. The other guy should lose.
You think so? All right,
yeah.
Well, you know, by
you know, Trump endorsed Maloney as a joke just to kick the other one out.
It's pretty funny. You got to admit, you know?
But anyway.
They all are. That's it.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
yes, this Tuesday is a big primary. You got
we'll
the governor,
that.
The demo, the
we'll
demo
get into that in a,
who will win, Nikki or Chris?
Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. There are about 7 or 8 different things we want to get to in a short time. First one is using God in vain. And people sometimes don't go into God or religion until later on in the years and stuff like that. And, you know, but sometimes people use religion as a basis to gain.
As a pawn?
As a pawn.
Subterfuge? To deflect.
Deflect or manipulate a situation, things like that.
Well, you know. Democrats don't believe. They're atheists.
Yeah, most Democrats, Democrats do not like freedom of speech, do not like freedom of religion. They hate religious freedom. Oh,
they don't like
religion.
The Christians.
They hate Jews, too. They hate everybody.
Anti-Semitics. They are.
That's what they hate. If you believe in CRT, you hate religion. If you believe in the 1619 project, you hate religion. You know,
and abortion.
If you support abortion, you hate God because you're killing God's children. It's a murder. No matter how you put it, abortion is murder. You know, a person that claims to support God but supports killing babies, like a Nancy Pelosi does, like a Charlie Sheen, like a Joe Biden does, then, you know, you're not going to see them get the sacrament. You're not going to have it or any of that stuff. And that's why the Pope or the Church refuses to give Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden the sacrament. They're not going to get it. Because
you know what's interesting about religion? My philosophy about religion is you need to have that inner glow feeling of faith in you.
Well,
I mean, yes, there's God, but the faith part is really the nuts and bolts of it, the feeling, okay, of it, and how your perspective on life is. Okay.
How your journey
continues to go forward.
You know, I got you into you. I say because when I'm on the phone, when I'm doing my thing, and I'm talking to people across the country on various subjects. And God bless you.
That's right.
Thank God. Yeah,
but it's
God
not
bless
when you
have
sneeze. It's just God bless you.
You know what's unique? I didn't have to be part of any ministry, which I am.
No.
But I don't have to be part of any ministry to say that. Because when we did the Tea Party at Freedom Corner, which is up in the Fellow, or Sunrise Tea Party over at Sunrise Boulevard and Flamingo, or the one in Oakland, or the one on Federal in Oakland. Yeah, that's the ritual tea party. The thing is, we used to say when somebody left-wing thing battle, some idiot curses out, we say, God bless you, have a great day.
That's right. And,
you
know, and I'm going to tell you something. People who are not, excuse me, French, assholes, and you're just out there and like, hi, or excuse me, God bless you, have a great day. You know, it makes them smile. It makes them really feel great.
You have a time, and goodness, and believing in oneself, or believing in religion, and believing in a higher power is one thing. Applying that belief honestly is another thing. You can actually go out and do all that stuff and the 12 steps and the higher power and everything, but if you don't believe and being honest with oneself, number one step, being honest with yourself and the belief that's in there, nothing else comes
together. You're lying to yourself and you'll accomplish nothing. And you'll end up, you will still be in the same spot you is. Because it isn't going to change. It isn't going to alter. It's not going to do anything. It's going to just waste time and deflect from what really needs to be done.
We have a photo integrity team here in Florida. We have, of course, you have Ron DeSantis with all the stuff he said this past week.
Oh, yeah.
I think, but we have a team all over the place, all the polling areas and everything else. Well, today, over at the Carl Springs for the library and university, we caught the Democratic Party officials violating the 150-foot rule. Under the law, you cannot be in real.
You cannot be 150 feet or less near a poll, near a voting poll.
You cannot.
And if you are, and first they give you a warning, because that's out of respect, maybe they didn't know. But if you continue to do it and you didn't listen, you get arrested. So what happened today?
Okay, so you're not supposed to campaign past by giving out literature and everything within 150
or signs or any of that stuff, right?
Two officials on the Democratic Party officials were, because it's hot, you understand the fact that it was like 100 degrees with the humidity and everything, but everyone else is standing out there doing their thing. They have a tent set up, whatever it may be, a little shade area or fence, whatever they set up. But
right.
These two went under the awning right there where you go into the library and to go in, which is a violation. You can't be there. So what happened was we told them to move. And this was recorded by Red Broward, among others. And they didn't. So we called the integrity team. They came down and they took them into custody.
They went to jail.
See, it's not for any one particular candidate because this primary. So it doesn't matter which party, it doesn't matter.
But they think they're beyond the law. The problem is they had no respect for the law.
So,
they had no respect for anything.
Now, if this was November,
they got stung on and they got arrested.
If this was in November, if this was in November, and it happened November 3rd, in that election, we would have arrested not only the Democratic Party official,
but all the candidates they support.
But we would have arrested the candidate that they work with and disqualified
them. That's right. All of them.
And that's
not fooling around here. This is real, true stuff, people. You screw around and you think you're beyond the law, you're going to be arrested. That's it.
Right.
No ifs, ands, and buts.
Now, we had today was day two of the Moment of Truth Summit with Mike Lindell and Right Side Broadcasting Network and Rumble. And the truth is out there, Voice of People sponsors, one of the sponsors. And we're out there because it's always about the truth. Today, the great lady of Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, spoke, and she was talking about the 2020 election and, of course, the steal and how each state has corrected situations to prevent that from happening again, and the update on the decertifying the 2020 election, which is in the process of doing it slow, but it's getting there. And so that's what that is. For Section 4, Election Integrity Update. We started to do that a little bit with the Democratic Party on thing. Again, we got to go over this. We did this on the podcast. I'm going to do this again specifically for certain people that thinks he or she is above the law and they're not. This is how it works. If you request a ballot to be sent to you by mail, to say you do it by mail, that's called absentee ballot. That absentee ballot has a barcode on it and a QR code. So when, on the envelope, on the form itself and everything else, there's a reason for that, so we can keep a running track on the legitimacy of the vote. Mail-in ballots, if it doesn't have that, if for whatever reason it doesn't have that, is because you didn't request it and it was just mailed into it, all those ballots will be kicked out because you have to have that barcode, that QR code to be scanned in. Because we know it's a legitimate voter that's not stealing it. It's done purposely to avoid voter fraud. And that's part of the integrity part. It's done in this state, and it's now doing it in every single state in this country. So we don't have a 2020 situation. So the mules and stuff, those things are all going to be kicked out because it don't have the codes that needs to be scanned in to verify the actual election. So once you get on the 23rd, see, nobody gets certified yet. Even your vote that you went in early voting, it gets put away. And on the 23rd, when the polls close, the early voting votes, they get automatically uploaded into the system and you have a count. Right now, based on data that we have, the Democrats are not running so well as far as enthusiasm. They're very low. In fact, probably the smallest crowd in years. Republicans, on the other hand, have been running pretty high in a lot of different areas. So it's there. So we got that going. On the 23rd, after the polls closed, the ballots that the early voting gets uploaded, that's usually the first 1% that you see on the results, along with the mail-in ballots, the absentee ballots. What they do is they open up the absentee ballots, they scan it through the computer system, that's the QR code that's there, so they scan it through. Your name pops up as a legitimate voter or not. And also, if there's a problem like a criminal activity, if you've been arrested and you're convicted of a felon, that ballot will be discarded. If you're declared mentally incompetent in the court of law by a judge, that ballot will be discarded automatically. It will show up because agents in the court that has that, similar to buying a weapon when you do a background check. It's the same idea. So this is how it's done. And so those ballots will be automatically disconnected. And if you knew that you weren't supposed to vote, but yet you requested to vote and did it anyway, that's attempted to fraud. That's 5 years in prison, and we will arrest you. And it's very easy to prove. Now, especially if you keep posting stuff online. Now, after that comes the same-day voting. All those votes that comes in will be come in as each district gets reported in and as each polling place comes reported in. Every one of these polling places will have a voter integrity team working with the poll watchers to make sure that no hanky-panky is in. We don't want an Oliver Brenda Snipes. We want Nikki Fried and we want Charlie Crist. That we tax them because they both have histories of stealing, especially Nikki Fried, because that's how she became Agriculture Commissioner with Brenda Snipes. We know that she's capable of doing it, and we're watching that closely. So we will see if there's any kind of hanky-panky, she will lose automatically, and she will go to prison. There was no, and she was notified of that. That's part
I have
of
a
the
question. Did Debbie Wasserman Schultz have a primary?
She may lose that. Last polling data we got is that she is close, but it doesn't really matter because the way that district is now drawn up, looks like that Reuben Young. I think Reuben Young's going to be.
Is it an R or a D?
It's a D thing, but it's a lot less than it was.
What is it, 25 or
Reuben,
more?
Being that Reuben Young won, is another race, won Miami Dade County by 300,000 votes last time he ran for something. He has
right.
an excellent shot. He has an excellent shot at defeating Debbie. He's a lot better than Carla, and that's why we endorsed Reuben Young. Even though I know Carla personally, I'm a friend of hers, but she refuses to go into the fire where he doesn't. He fights. He goes in there. He does what he needs to do. And he's already been across both parties and doing things. And he's out there. And he's been doing that for a while. And he will be back on our show after the primary. See, one thing we're going to be doing, once the primary is over, as we get towards November, we will get all these candidates to come on the show that way. Because now we can actually go in and work hard to get these candidates, America First candidates, elected. So that's what we're doing there. Now, a lot of job growth. This past month, in the month of July, Florida grew 70,000 jobs, private sector jobs, the most anywhere in the country. Florida unemployment rate is 2.7% unemployment. That's record territory. Governor DeSantis, by keeping us open through COVID, by working with the private sector, by unleashing the private sector and getting rid of the mandates and restrictions, created an employment economy that he could do for the rest of the country if he so choose to become president, which he will after Trump's done with his second term. Now, remember when we talk about special needs and hatred and how the left, the communists, the Democrats hate people and support criminals and low-licensed thugs and stuff like that. Well, a white special needs student in Memphis, Tennessee was brutally attacked by a group of black kids in Memphis. They almost killed him. Also, a group of black teenagers killed a taxi cab driver in New York the other day. This is areas. If you want to have safety, if you want to protect your family, yourself, and babies, or anything, you have to vote Republican. You cannot be a Democrat because Democrats do not support you. They support criminals.
How's that poll looking with Zeldin versus Hochul?
Zeldin should win this without a problem. Crime is outrageous there. Besides the prices, the crime is outrageous. And she's just nuts. And people just had enough. Even in New York City, he is making inroads.
Is he going to fire Eric Adams?
You cannot ride a
train. Is he
going to
fire Eric Adams?
Yes, he'll take care of Eric Adams.
Is he going to order the police to shoot and kill?
He will untie the police to do their job.
Will all these
thugs back,
get caught? And if they resist, they're going to
they
be shot and killed?
They resist If they resist the gun. But the thing is, that doesn't
enforce
that
war
in
this country.
Look, without going overboard, the police needs to be able to do policing. Stop
right. Protect and serve.
Preventive care. Right now, the police are afraid to do anything because of political ramifications.
Right, because they'll get fired. They'll lose their pension. They'll lose this. You know, I would rather protect and serve
again,
say,
again,
screw
and
you,
and
then I will sue you. Because that's what I would do.
Okay, even Nikki Free and Charlie Crist both support the funding of the police and support criminals.
Do they?
That's why they're not going to win.
Well, yeah, she's a drug
Besides
dealer.
Practice,
and he's just a flip-flop. And he loves Obama.
Yeah. Now, number six, Trump endorsements. He endorsed Matt Gaetz, Neil Dunn, John Rutherford, Scott Franklin, Luna, not Luma, but Luna, and others. There were some he waited until after the finals because they were too close to fall, and we'll go from there. But,
excellent.
We support a prudent, but I think that's going to be a very close race on Tuesday with prudent and Joe Budd and Darlene Sparkle. Joe Budd and I are pretty good friends and everything, and if he jumps in a little bit earlier, we probably would have endorsed him over prudent, but this is what it is, and we'll say we don't change.
We'll see what happens. So let me ask you, Moskowitz and Sorensen. Is Sorensen going to jail?
Sorensen got picked up with the Fuller Force stuff. I don't know how it's going to end up and everything else, but we'll bring that
a
little
bit.
We'll
find out.
Okay.
There were several candidates. Okay.
Yeah, there were several candidates.
Did he fire Dr. Oz yet? I'm waiting for the Oz to go. Dr. Osgood.
Okay, that's something else. Okay. All right. All right, let's do it this way.
Okay.
On Thursday, Governor DeSantis on Thursday was here in Broward County, in the Broward County Courthouse, him and Ashley Moon, the Attorney General. They were there to arrest a number of things and take down Joe Scott, who's the supervisor of the election. Because of that Tuesday's primary, they, instead of taking him or suspending him or anything right then and there, because he was upset the primary totally that would make things this way, what he did was put law enforcement next to him. And he's got, at the supervisor elections, we got the team, the election integrity team, right there in his face, and we covered the whole supervisor elections countdown and vote counting in Broward County with the ability to arrest on the spot. And that's what it's going to do.
So when is he going to be arrested? Tuesday night or Wednesday?
What's the plan? Because it's so close to the primary, if you go through the primary, we have the team in place there, in there. Any kind of cheating, he gets done, he gets arrested. On Wednesday, he's fired. Because he couldn't and go from there. But that also brought down a number of, there was 20 arrests from people, criminals, felons, that actually voted they shouldn't have, and they knew when they got arrested. There's about 100 more, maybe more than that, will be arrested on Wednesday after we go through all those forms that go through the computers and stuff so we know which one's which. We know one for sure. That knew he violated the election law and did it anyway. Election laws and did it anyway. And that's a 10, and he's going to go now for 5 years. We know one for sure. Then put this about 100 total. And if they clean that format that we talked about, putting each one of these ballots into the computer system to verify who they want and everything else to make sure they're legit, that's when we know the rest.
Okay.
Also, the grand jury on Friday came back and indicted 4 Broward County school board members. And if they hopefully they'll lose, but if they win, they'll be fired on Wednesday. Ann Murray, Donna Korn, Lori Rich Levinson, and Patricia Good. Those 4 have been recommended by the grand jury to be fired. And, of course, DeSantis can't do it just a day or two before the election. So let's see what happens on Tuesday, and he'll do it then. And then he'll install either do a special election or install 4 Republicans in there that are not CRTs or indoctrination, so we can save our children. The first one was Dr. Oscar, who's a state senator. She is going to get fired by Tuesday, Wednesday, and that's how it's going to be working.
She going to jail or she's just getting fired?
I think she's going to jail. I don't know.
Good.
Okay. Now, next one. Trump rally in Pennsylvania, and on the 3rd, September 3rd.
Where's that Trump Wilkes Bear? Wilkes-Barre,
whatever. Yeah, Wilkes-Barre. It's going to be Wilkes-Barre in Pennsylvania. And
okay.
He will be talking about Dr. Oz. He'll be supporting Dr. Oz. And he'll be supporting the guy running for governor, too, Buffalo. All the America First candidates will be there. We already respect about...
Mastriano?
Yeah. We're expecting about 50,000 people there, and about 20 or 30 million watching. Now he always and the thing is, because of the raid of Mar-a-Lago, it's like you have okay. Let's take this in perspective. The day when Pearl Harbor happened back in December 7, 1941. Yamamoto said that because we didn't take carriage, all we did was wake up a sleeping giant with great resolve. And he was right. And what the communists, I don't know, they're not even Democrats, but the stormtroopers, communists, they were weaponized the FBI going after Trump and phony charges once again. All they did was wake up a sleeping giant with great resolve, because more people in this country are donating to Trump and Republican America First candidates than ever before. It's literally mind-boggling how much money is coming to the campaign.
And both sides. It's not just Republicans. It's also Democrats.
No, Democrats are not making any money at all.
No, donating to Trump.
Oh, yeah, okay. A lot of Democrats, pure Democrats, the ones that actually support the Constitution and support law and order, they're flipping. According to...
And the Spanish community and the Asian community, they're all flipping.
According to Brandon Strucker and Hashtag Walkaway and Scott Pressler, more people coming to register Republican now for the November election than ever before because of that. They come to him, "I'm going to change my vote. Can I change my registration?" Because this is not how you run a country. Right?
Well, look how expensive things are. It's insane.
Right.
I don't know how gas is dropping. How is he manipulating that?
It's not okay. What they're doing is sending in the reserves. And stuff. So the more oil that you put in, the more natural gas that you put in, because building a big supply, in order to get rid of that supply, you lower the gas, lower the price, so people will buy more.
When the supplies
dry up, and it will, because when the reserves dry up, you're going to see the prices skyrocket. And as we get into the cooler months, when they need to use the oil to heat up your furnaces and to heat up the buildings in the wintertime,
there'll be double price. There'll be nothing. People will be sitting in the dark, right, and freezing.
Yeah, well, there'll be problems. Now the tropics are starting to heat up. We don't have that much of a supply left. Except here in Florida, we're kind of smart, and DeSantis is putting stuff away and doing things, so he's got enough things going. But we got a tropical system that went into Mexico, some part of Texas yesterday, which really didn't mean of anything. But there's two systems that we're watching that came off the African coast. One not so big, one could be very big. And we're waiting for next week. That may impact
us. Well, we really haven't had a really intense hurricane
here
since
Wilma. Up in the
Remember Wilma?
No
power for 18 days. 2005. 17 years ago.
We're keeping an eye on two systems coming off of Africa. So that's when you're going to start noticing the pinch. Plus, look, thank God that we have the financial stability right now to go shopping, to do things when we need to go to a restaurant, whatever we want to do, we could do now because of what we're doing. But we're proud of it, and that's a good thing, and we're not screaming or grifting or anything. We are earning every bit of everything we are doing right now. Now, with that said, going into shopping for 2 days in Publix costs, we went shopping this morning for 2 days, today and Monday, because now we have it set up, and it costs us $175. Right? 2 years ago, under Trump, it would have been half that, at least. So that's the way it is. And that, and we spend, on average, for a family of three, we spend about, I'd say, $500 a week, $400 a week on food and products and stuff. It's hard to make a life like that. You can't do it. That's why, and people complaining. They talk to all the people in the supermarkets. You talk to the cashiers, they all complain, saying that the cashier, I feel sorry for the cashiers because they're getting yelled at. It's not their fault. When I saw somebody yelling at another cashier, they said, don't blame the cashier. Stop voting Democrat. Vote Republican. Bring back Trump. Remember the good old days. You've got to have it again. Stop voting party. You lose that way. Vote what's best for you. If you want lower prices, vote Republican. If you want high prices and high taxes and high interest rates and high crime and no school, that's Democrat. So now, last one is vote no on school board ballot initiative. That is that they're trying to raise taxes to get more money for schools when they can't even control that. One of the things that the grand jury came back in an indictment on Friday was against Renzi for stealing millions of dollars. That was meant to go to the security of Stoneman Douglas and other things. They pocketed the money. We knew that back in the day. When I ran into Renzi at Brecht that day, I lambasted him. And everybody saw it. Tony Mann and the others, so all over the papers and stuff.
We knew it 10 years ago.
This is the supervisor, the superintendent of schools. This is what they do. They steal the money, they put it to a fund, in the AIDS fund they call it, and they put it in their pocket and they give it to other things and never see the light of day.
Then there's those teachers that got a raise, never saw the money
because
they pocketed that also.
Yeah, when I was running for sheriff, I spoke with the teachers union of all places, and they were complaining that that the money that was there for the teachers' raises that was never came, and they all said okay, that once he took it.
You remember when I had to buy a case of paper for school? You remember how to buy all that stuff because they had nothing, all the kids had to buy it. All that paper.
How about Annie and I? Annie sent me a case of constitutions because I didn't have enough.
I know he gave them to his teacher and they gave them out to everybody in his class. I remember.
Yeah.
And they were grateful, okay? All the teachers loved him and loved us.
I want to thank Todd Allen Herendon for coming on on Wednesday.
Yes.
He was great.
He was fabulous. And he's into ministries and prayer and positiveness and faith.
Right.
And to get people to see the light of day and feel good about God and be blessed.
Yeah, you need to work on that and stuff like that. You know.
Yep.
We got about 15 minutes left there, and we're doing pretty good.
We got a tune.
I got to thank you Well, getting a little personal on the podcast, talking about motherhood on the last podcast.
I left some blanks out on that. But you know what? I had no problem. That's the experience that happened. Okay? I mean, from the minute I found out I was pregnant and we went out and celebrated for the 9 months, you know, let me tell you something. Pregnancy ain't as easy as people think it is. How women experience that, we're all different. Okay? I'm just saying, I felt my body change every day. Every day. It was
fun. You know, I want to tell you something about Scarlett. When she was pregnant with our son, she was a little bit. She was 5'10" or so and about 180 pounds. Okay? And she, I'm going to tell you something. She was really, really good and everything else. And she was a nice size and everything else. And she's having, and she had a pain to back. When I was with, and if you don't mind, when I was with Joe. She was about 5'8" and 130 pounds. And she had back, and her backs and her legs, the cramping and everything else. And, you know, and working with her and stuff, it's really hard. So, look.
Every woman experiences pregnancy different.
But I'm going to tell you something. You make it harder for yourself if you don't follow the doctors, if you don't follow the routine, if you need to...
Took care of myself.
And these things matter.
You know what the most marvelous feeling about being pregnant is? I'll tell you. It's the first time the baby kicks. It is so cool, you know? I can't explain. It's like a little foof, but you feel it. You know what I mean? You just do. It's cool. I mean, I was designing a logo when I felt Jordan kick. It was cool. Okay? It's like, all right, Mom, I'm ready.
It's love. It's compassion. It's passion. It's the greatest feeling. And talking about...
Well, I worked. I walked. I worked. I didn't lift anything, but I did work, and I did what I was supposed to do because I wanted to bring in an income, create revenue, both of us.
You know,
I mean,
that's God
when we
that's
set
God,
up in our new, in our first space, you know, I didn't lift anything. You did everything, okay? And you moved everything around, and you set everything up. It was pretty cool, okay?
You know, I want to tell you something. It's great. And this continues to
do
that.
And when Jay was born, everybody supported me and helped me. Okay?
Yeah.
And I learned. Okay? And, you know, first round, you know what I mean? Jordan grew up great. Jordan's great. We did a great job with him.
You know who
else supports? He's healthy. He's happy. He's safe. He's secure. He's well-rounded. And he's very smart.
He
knows who he is, and he knows where he's going, and he knows what's happening. He's with it. He's more with it than I'm with it. And, boy, I'm with it.
Okay. You know who else supported you and the baby? Some of the people that normally didn't support us, and they came around and support. Because you opened
up. Well,
yeah,
but you know what? We you know what?
The family
supported us.
Yeah.
And
the
my
family.
Everybody sent us stuff for Jay.
Even John and Alexis did. So everybody
yes, they
came
did.
Together.
Everybody supported
everybody
Jordan.
Together.
Everybody.
It's when you get rid of the negatives. And
right. Everybody
brings the family together. And that's what it is.
You know, and that
you
is
know?
What it's important.
It's
when the shit goes down, you know what counts.
So,
okay? And that
no.
is true.
Now,
okay?
With that in mind, we got about 10 minutes left of the show. With that in mind, Look, the door is always open, and we're always going to continue to open. And
we've experienced bringing life and raising and doing. So we're
hands
on.
That's beside the point.
We're there. What I'm trying to say,
and let me do it, is this. This is what I'm saying.
What?
With this young lady that we're trying to get, first of all, I'm telling, if she's listening, there's a lot of people that is out there that wants to support you and that love you and care for you. There's a lot. And coming to me. And a lot of them are coming to me. Some people I haven't talked to in a while. They're coming to me, and they're worried about you. They're worried about her because of her addiction, her special needs, and the people she associates with.
Right.
Those are the common things. All the way through. Every one of these people said the same thing.
Right.
It's a difference between being on your own and being responsible for a baby.
Right.
That baby is your life. That baby is part of you.
Every decision you make now is about that baby.
She and I discussed this thing back in 2016 when she and I were together. She wanted to have, the deal was this. It was supposed to be Big J, Little J, and Little J. And that's what that was. That was the deal that she was doing. And she was getting raised. That's what she wanted. We had the late dynamics, looking for apartment, all that type of stuff. And everything was set up, except for one narcissist character and a murdering bitch that took that basically destroyed that. But
And they're still involved.
But the thing
and
is,
still
and listen
to them,
and
she's
and
making
too, because
terrible,
one,
terrible decision.
One's going to be in prison for the rest of her life. If she resists, she'll be gone anyway. And the other one is scheduled to go too. So we'll see. But the thing is,
she has to make some good decisions about that baby because she really, it's time to count.
This is, but the point is, Andy, let me speak, is the fact that she has to make the decision not tomorrow, but yesterday. She needs to do it now.
Right. Things should have been happening already.
A baby has to come first, and the baby well-being has to come first. And that well-being means get rid of all the toxic people, stop drinking,
get rid of the stuff.
Stop doing all the bad stuff, focus on your baby, focus on the health of the baby, focus on your life.
On
don't
your health,
anymore.
Because that your really affects you. I tell you something,
every
giving
time,
birth
every,
is, not an easy, is not easy. You have to be ready. You have to have those Lamaze classes. You have, and a coach and somebody with you. And whatever you're doing, you need to be ready. And you get those classes where they can teach you how to take care of a baby. You know,
everything, and it's not right or wrong.
It's to educate you and have some foresight, some tunnel
vision. And to
meet
people that are similar to you and first time mothers.
A lot of them are.
You'll be positive, uplifting people. You'll be changing the environment. You're getting
rid
of all the problems.
And there's mommy and me classes. You know that. There's mommy and me classes from the beginning.
Plain and simple. If you don't start taking care of yourself or your baby, you could lose that baby.
And you have a pediatrician that would help you. And your OBGYN. And everybody's there for you. It's there. Okay.
Anyway,
health insurance covers a doula, where you can have somebody to help you, especially if you while you're pregnant, when you're giving birth, and postpartum, the whole thing is there for you.
Especially when you're
it's
special
called a doula.
But you've got to do it, and you got to do it now. Time is running short. Every time you take a drink now, every time you do something bad now, that child knows. Because
you should be having a registry in the Bye Bye Baby store. in Coral Springs, everything. Make a registry in there. Let people know.
Open up the registry. So, cause I want to tell you something.
They go there and they and go through everything and put it in the registry, and then people will go and put money in there.
Right.
Pregnancy
clothes.
You need a long pillow to lay on.
Anyway.
It's comfortable. Trust me. You think it hasn't really gotten discomforting yet to lay down and sleep? It's coming. It really is.
Anyway, time is running out.
This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. God bless everyone. Have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday. And everybody have a good night. Bye.
Okay, one other thing before we go. Put up what you need. Be honest with yourself. Your friends, so-called friends, not going to buy you anything. Put up what you need, and I'm sure me and my team and everybody associated with us here on the show and elsewhere will buy everything you need. We'll get you what you need, get you set up, and this way you'll have a life and have a start for the kid, because you need that foundation and that love, and we have it here, unlike elsewhere. We are the real thing, unlike elsewhere. So go for the gold and win. And nobody wants to destroy or hurt God's creatures, except for someone that preaches to kill, that supports Democrats, that supports killing babies with abortion. Anyway, God bless everyone. We'll see you on Wednesday. We'll keep you up to date on the status of the mass reunion that we're trying to set up. I want to thank again Loretta Swift for working with us to get the show going for the reunion. And let's get this done right. God bless you all and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I